Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today at 11 a.m. It will be the 121st episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR News website and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The Ministry of Home Affairs has handed over the investigation of the Pahalgam terror attack to the National Investigation Agency or NIA. Sources say that now the agency will formally probe the terror attack incident. Earlier, the NIA team had visited the terror attack site. The attack took place on the 22nd of this month in the Baisara forest area of Pahalgam in Jammu and Kashmir, in which 26 people were killed and many were injured. The Information and Broadcasting Ministry has issued an advisory to all media channels to refrain from showing live coverage of anti-terrorist operations and movement of the security forces in the interest of national security. It said that the media, digital platforms and individuals play a vital role in safeguarding national security. The ministry asked them to refrain from reporting based on sources-based information related to defense operations or movement. It said premature disclosure of sensitive information may inadvertently assist hostile elements and endanger operational effectiveness and the safety of the personnel. RSS Chief Mohan Bhagwat has emphasized that non-violence is India's religion and a key part of its values, but teaching a lesson to oppressors and hooligans is also its religion. Speaking at an event to mark the release of the book, The Hindu Manifesto, in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Bhagwat said that India never harms or disrespects others, but there is no cure if someone is bent on being evil. He asserted that non-violence is ingrained in the nation. The National Testing Agency or NTA has launched a dedicated platform to report suspicious claims regarding the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test or NEET UG 2025 examination. The NTA advised candidates not to be misled by unscrupulous elements who indulge in malpractice and try to deceive candidates with false claims. It also requested candidates to report such misleading information and persons indulging in spreading this on the official website of NTA until 5 p.m. on the 4th of next month. The Department of Ophthalmology in Army Hospital Research and Referral in New Delhi has achieved a milestone by introducing a 3D microscope for minimally invasive glaucoma surgery. This advanced technology provides three-dimensional visualization, enabling surgeons to perform complex eye surgeries with greater precision. The system also features special 3D polarization glasses and a 55-inch 4K Ultra HD display, reducing surgical time and complications. As the world gathers for Waves 2025 from 1st of May to 4th in this month, the World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit in Mumbai, India, will proudly unveil the Bharat Pavilion, a vibrant tribute to the country's profound legacy of storytelling and its growing influence in the global media and entertainment landscape. Guided by the theme Kala to Code, the pavilion will celebrate India's spirit of Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam, the world is one family, and showcase how the country's artistic traditions have long been a beacon of creativity, harmony and cultural diplomacy. Death toll from a devastating explosion that rocked the sprawling Shahid Rajai port near Bandar Abbas in southern Iran today has risen to 14, with at least 750 others injured. President Masoud Pezeshkian, in a statement on social media, has expressed his sorrow and sympathy with the victims. And in IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders and Punjab Kings shared points after the crucial IPL match was abandoned due to incessant rain and thunderstorm at Eden Gardens. And in a doubleheader today, Mumbai Indians will face Lucknow Super Giants in Mumbai at 3:30 p.m., while Royal Challengers Bengaluru will face Delhi Capitals in Delhi at 7:30 in the evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.